Carrie Danielson, Saving Seymour.
This time. My student teaching in theater was at an alternative public high school. The teacher to whom I was assigned, a loud, bossy misogynist, accepted me into his classroom with reluctance. He was busy with a production of Little Shop of Horrors. Hidden backstage was a borrowed Seymour, the giant man-eating plant lead in the musical. Enormous, it left little room for actors to maneuver. My master teacher was a slob. Add that to a bunch of alternative theater students, and the conditions backstage were terrible. McDonald's wrappers, half-eaten hamburgers, ripped fabric, old shoes, dirty socks, discarded makeup, random newspapers everywhere. It's a fire trap back there, I informed my master teacher. He shrugged, continued to eat his French fries. What should we do about it? I asked. I'm not doing a fucking thing about it, he said. You can clean it up while you glue the leaves back on Seymour. He is losing his leaves. Me? Yes. I knew how to act and direct, but I had no training in backstage work, all artistic thumbs. How do I glue them on? Master sighed and handed me what I thought must be a hot glue gun, then disappeared. Reluctantly, I went backstage, heated the gun, found missing felt like polyester leaves all over the floor. When the gun was hot, I grabbed a leaf, spread glue on it, stuck it on. It fell off. Next, strategy. I poked glue on Seymour's giant overstuffed body and turned to pick up a leaf. When I came back to him, a hole was growing in his side. The synthetic fabric doing its version of burning, curling, and disappearing. I gasped, the glue gun! I swung around, accidentally touched him again. Another hole, panicked. I pictured the end of my teaching career before it had begun. Actually, I realized it could be the end of me. Burning up in McDonald's wrapper flames with a dissolving giant plant. I had to save Seymour. I threw the glue gun onto a metal chair and grabbed the expanding holes with my bare hands. I squeezed and squeezed, ignoring the smell of burning flesh. Finally, the fires choked out. But now Seymour had big holes. To my ever-loving relief, the leaves actually adhered better to the sticky remains of dissolved synthetic fabric. I covered all the evidence with foliage, stepped out of the backstage, and went to find some ice for my hands.
Suddenly, Seymour.
Yes.